So we're all very fortunate to be here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And janma karma chame divyam evam yoviti tatvataha chakva deham punarjanma naitimam iti savarjuna. So one who knows the purpose for Krishna's appearance and divine activities, he is eligible for going back home to the spiritual kingdom. So again and again, in the material existence, here we are on the tiny little planet Earth. Srila Prabhupada tells a story how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was publishing one, was it daily magazine? And the newspaper reporters are thinking, well, how you have so much subject matter to discuss in a religious subject matter on a daily basis. So Prabhupada explained how the Lord Mahavishnu, from his body, unlimited universes, galaxies are coming from the Lord's body, and within each one of these galaxies and universes is unlimited planets, millions and millions of planets. And this little tiny universe that we find ourselves in, on this little planet Earth, in a very remote spot of this. Many cities are there as well, hundreds, thousands of cities. And we're thinking, I think they were in California where Prabhupada was explaining this pastime, that in a lot of big cities they have a early edition, afternoon edition, evening edition of the news, and usually it's all bad news. That's what the newspapers report, how many people are suffering. Oh, this one was killed, and that one was killed, and this was this crisis, that crisis. If it's good news, it's not that exciting. Most people want to hear all the bad news. So, and spiritual life is unlimited, and Krishna is repeatedly appearing in this, in each and every universe. Prabhupada gives the example, you're looking out the window, and a person and a horse goes by, you think, oh, there he was, now he's gone. But he continues going, and he's being seen repeatedly appearing. So Krishna, he has his plan, because we want to be in this material existence, because we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. Krishna made all arrangements. As Burijan Prabhu is describing, his sweet pleasure, he appears out of his own love, out of his own concern for all the fallen conditioned souls. And so this particular occurrence took place 5,000 years ago. Mother Bhumi, in the shape of a cow, because Mother Earth, even general people call Mother Earth, that everything is coming from the earth, all the food, the grains, and we got the water. What can we produce? What can scientists produce? Prabhupada challenges, at least make a simple egg. White substance, yellow substance, little shell, all the ingredients I'll give you. Make an egg. And even if we did make a nice egg, the scientists, without the spirit soul, there is no life. It's only simply talk. So modern world, the promises of being happy by technology, the promises of solving the idea of becoming, of dying by, let us freeze the body, we'll preserve it in a very scientific way, and as science advances, we'll have a cure to keep you alive forever in that rotting body. So Krishna, he has a transcendental body, a spiritual body. Why does Krishna, he did speak to Lord Brahma in the heart, Tene Brahma Hrida Adikava Yemuyanti Asuryaha. So people want to see God. Can you show me God? What is your qualification to see God? How we can, you can see God. You see the sunshine. You see the moon. You're tasting the water. All this is a process of awakening our love for God. So Krishna, he's appearing to save us. to attract us back to the spiritual kingdom. In this particular, this Vedic literature, the Vedas were spoken to Brahma, who spoke it to Narada Muni, to Vyasadeva, and the whole Guru Parampara. And that's for all our benefit. The results of material life is religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. There's many different types of religion in the world, but the purpose of religion is to understand God. I am a servant of God. My duty is to perform religious duties, some sacrifice. Everyone's performing some sacrifice. And what is the sacrifice for this age? The yajna. Harinam Sankirtan. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parashadam Jagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajantihi Samedasaha. So we're performing the process of religion by glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By performing, and what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, Lord Nityananda's Balaram, Advaitacharya, Mahavishnu. So whenever the Lord appears, he appears with all his associates. He sent all the demigods to perform different, get ready for the different pastimes of the Lord. And Krishna book pastimes are there. Srila Prabhupada very mercifully gave us a condensed version of the 10th canto. As we heard that all nine cantos are describing very philosophically how we're not the body, we're spirit soul, how great Krishna is, the various incarnations, the various discussions with the sages amongst one another about the purpose and goal of life. And Parikshit Maharaj, even though if we don't eat in one day, like today's Janmashtami, we're fasting, so the hunger and thirst comes. So imagine one day, 2 day, 3 day, four, so many days of no eating, no sleeping, no drinking. But Parikshit Maharaj was not feeling the pain and the suffering of the bodily demands, because he was drinking the nectar from Shukadeva Goswami, who was giving immortal knowledge of immortality. It's very significant. Balaram, Krishna, Yogamaya, it's all under work. It's all Krishna's leela and pastimes to give guidance to all of us how we can get free of material existence. And if we look at the history of this world, all it is bewildered people who are fighting for the bodily concept of life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came just a short time ago. The Goswamis were here and they sent us Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, again, just like Shukadeva Goswami is giving, making the Bhagavatam sweeter by his glorification of Krishna. And also Sutta Goswami, it gets sweeter and sweeter. So Srila Prabhupada, he took the essence of all scripture. And in the very beginning, 1970, Krishna book came out. Was it 70? 69, 70, in the very early stages. Because we all want to understand what is that pleasure? What is philosophy? If you speak too much philosophy, I'll fall asleep. You know, because philosophy without religion or the higher taste is just like a little bit of mental speculation. Without religion, philosophy is just people's ideas and concoctions on their own. But when you have scripture, when you have the words of Krishna, that philosophy becomes sound, because you're applying the philosophy in a way that you can awaken your covered consciousness. So remembering Krishna means that we're awakening our love for God. It's there, this love for Krishna is already there, but there's a process to achieve that. Someone asked the question that, what is the need of taking on a guru? I mean, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita. I can read Bhagavad Gita. I can read Bhagavatam. I can go and to the holy places and get this higher experience. There's so many books about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So many books that describe the glories of this Raganuga, spontaneous love. But there's the danger that if one is not sufficiently trained, if one does not follow very carefully the scientific formula of sadhana bhakti, that there's a chance of deviating from the path. Just like one may get an honorary degree at the medical college. Oh, you've studied all the books and you're known for your great intellectual power. But everyone else has to go through the medical school. They read the authorized books as given by the professor. They have to sit in the classes, do the experiments. I'm sure we have a few doctors here. You know what a lot of work, a lot of study, a lot of endeavor and discipline. So in order to get free of the habit of simply listening to the false ego in the mind, this Krishna Katha is there, this medicine of hearing about the Lord appears out of his sweet pleasure. He's protecting his devotees. He annihilates the miscreants. He annihilates those who are posing as leaders, as kings, and having big armies to dominate and control. So Krishna wanted to set things straight and organize nicely. When Krishna was about to appear, all the demigods secretly came to the prison house and offering beautiful prayers. They're there described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book. And these prayers are glorifying Krishna. And by hearing about how great Krishna is, that he's the source of everything, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramangbhavan, Purushang, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum, the Supreme Purifier, the Supreme Person, the original, inexhaustible Lord. By hearing these prayers, the demigods were anticipating the wonderful transcendental appearance of the Lord. So at that time, all the constellations became properly aligned. And it's described that the atmosphere was very beautiful. And the breeze was blowing in such a way, and all the living entities were happy. Everything was very auspiciously done. And even those brahmanas who were stopped from performing sacrifices and yajñas started performing their yajñas and their fire sacrifice, and the wind and the breeze did not disturb their yajña. So we may not fully understand the glories of Krishna, Ananta Shesh, with so many unlimited, is speaking the glories of Krishna for a long time. And this is the nature, that we are simply humble servants of the Supreme Lord, and we want to somehow enter again into that pastime of going back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. Srila Prabhupada is giving us the process. He built this Krishna Balaram Mandir so we can remember Krishna Balaram in their appearance, so we can understand that Krishna Balaram came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda and performed their pastimes. And now we're seeing that all the devotees are taking great pleasure in kirtan. What's a festival about? Sitting together and singing the glories of Krishna, and dancing, nice prasadam. These are all purifying methods to help us to clean our heart and to work and be a family. This is Krishna's army. Pandavas, they had their army, and the Kauravas had their army, this big fight. But we want to be part of Krishna's army, Srila Prabhupada's army, and the army is not killing, but we're giving transcendental knowledge in the form of these books. In one sense, he said they're like bombs, because so many millions of books are being distributed. Prabhupada says, simply by touching the book, by reading one page, one paragraph, one line, one word, is the potency. It's a spiritual potency. Although Krishna is everywhere, he's in the heart of every living being. He's in every atom. So we think, well, what is the significance then that Krishna was already there in Devaki, but why she became so effulgent? So there's different application. Krishna's present everywhere, but as his lila is unfolding, then he exhibits himself in a loving way to attract the devotees. Even Kamsa could see that, oh, Devaki, she's looking more effulgent than ever. That person who is going to be my death, he's going to appear. And we heard that Kamsa was more concerned about his reputation at that time, thinking, oh, Devaki's in my care, she's pregnant, my sister, and how would all my followers take that? So he decided that I'll deal with this later. And this is the demonic mentality. But Krishna became part of his everyday thought. Kamsa, wherever he was thinking of Krishna. Morning, afternoon, evening, he's thinking Krishna, Krishna. Not in a favorable way, but he also became purified. This is the purifying effect of Krishna Katha. By hearing and chanting Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanabedanam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Hearing about Krishna, chanting the glories of Krishna, speaking about Krishna. Book distribution is beautiful, Shravanam, Kirtanam. Because you're meeting people, you're very concerned. You know, please take this book. It'll purify the heart, purify the mind, elevate the consciousness. It'll give you inspiration and strength for spiritual life. And how does our strength come? By pleasing our spiritual master. Spiritual master, he's not concerned that, oh, what you'll give. Guru Maharaj, what makes you happy that you are Krishna conscious, that you are remembering Krishna, that you're glorifying Krishna? Balaram, Sri Vrindavan Dham, the Holy Dham. This is our business. We are messengers. We're meant to serve Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, he showed us by his very example that you have faith in Krishna and Krishna can accomplish anything. Krishna saved Prabhupada on his voyage over the turbulent Atlantic Ocean with so much physical distress, so much trouble and heartache. So all of us have difficulties. We may have difficulties at home, difficulties with the mind, our health may not be in proper order. So many distractions are there. And we're thinking, I'll be happy simply by going after what everyone else is going after. Money, possessions, and some kind of intoxication. The material world is a place of intoxication and illusion because we want to be there. In the prison house, the bars are there and you're forced to act in a certain way. You're forced to behave according to the order of the prison warden and the prison guards. So this Durga, this Yoga Maya, this fortress, this illusion, the whole material existence is meant to keep us, as long as our mentality is not right. If one is sick or he's contaminated, they sometimes, in the airport, if you come from a certain country, the incubation period, they want to make sure that you're free of disease, isn't it? Disease control center. So anyone who's diseased with the false ego, who thinks that this life is meant for my enjoyment, everything is meant for my happiness and pleasure. is the wrong mentality. The real mentality is, I'm happy if I serve my Lord. A parent, it gives a parent great happiness to serve the child. Isn't it? Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Devaki, Vasudev, the parents of Krishna were so concerned, oh, if I don't feed Krishna nicely, he'll starve. So this Janmashtami, it's recommended in the scripture that by observing the holidays, it reinforces our remembrance of Krishna. It gives us more inspiration, more determination. And by following some austerities, it may be a little difficult to fast and no eating and focusing on Krishna pastimes. But as we get healthier, then it becomes more and more enjoyable. You want to sit the kirtan. If you don't want to sit, just sit down anyway. See the beauty of the deities and participate. Be together. And Krishna says, I'm not in the hearts of the yogis. I'm not here or there. I'm there where the devotees are sitting together singing my glories. So Krishna's right there in the middle of the kirtan. Krishna's here because we're discussing about him. We're discussing about Balaram. Without Balaram's mercy, one cannot make spiritual advancement. We're discussing Srimati Radharani because without her mercy, one cannot make advancement. She's the queen of Vrindavan. And Krishna wanted to understand what is this love that Srimati Radharani has for Krishna. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in her mood. And she is very merciful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauritvishe Namaha. He's freely giving love for God. Krishna's demanding, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mame Kang Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papevyo Moksha Yashami Matsuchaha. He's instructing Arjuna carefully about Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, meditation, what is the perfection of yoga, how to control the mind and senses, how to work properly so that you can develop your spiritual consciousness. So many chapters, the modes of material nature, the divine qualities, demonic qualities, so much to process, so much to understand. But at the end he says, what is the use of this? You know, simply by a little fragment of my potency, everything is produced, maintained, and no need to worry about following this process, that process, just surrender to me. But unfortunately, this surrender to me, what does that mean? How do I surrender? Because we all are always looking out for our own, look out for number one, for ourselves. That's okay. The best way to look out for ourselves is to surrender to Prabhupada by reading. Read Bhagavad Gita. Read it out loud. Shravanam Kirtanam, simultaneously. You're seeing, your senses are engaged. And by hearing, even though Prabhupada would be reading, and Prabhupada, you enjoy reading your books. These are not my books. These are written by Krishna. Krishna himself is speaking. So we want to know about Krishna? Let Krishna speak. Krishna is speaking in Bhagavad Gita. And it's not elementary or two ABCs, Prabhupada, or it would be described that the beginning is Bhagavad Gita, more advanced Srimad Bhagavatam, very advanced Chaitanya Charitamrita. But it's all nectar. But the Bhagavad Gita has the foundation, very clear philosophy, very clear instruction as to what should I do. It's being explained. Every day you read Bhagavad Gita. Every day we hear the pastimes of Bhagavatam in the morning time is the Bhagavatam class. So we should attend the Bhagavatam class and hear it. And whenever you have a free moment, you hear Prabhupada, you read the literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. And it's a very simple process. Krishna consciousness is simple, but at the same time, due to long conditioning. It's unpredictable what type of body one will get, because karma is very complex. You know, the activities that we perform in this lifetime based upon our previous activities, it's a very, very intricate modes of material nature, sometimes higher, sometimes lower. And to analyze what type of body I'll get is not so easy to understand. But if we act and behave in such a way as to give pleasure to our spiritual master, to serve devotees, when we read the mood of Vaishnavas in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how appreciative and how humble they were. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author said that Vrindavan Das Thakur in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he gave so many beautiful instructions about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pastimes. I will only touch on those subject matters which he didn't fully elaborate on, just to fill in a little bit more of the leela. So I felt like Burijan Prabhu is like Vrindavan Das Thakur. He's speaking the whole Krishna pastime of Krishna's birth and giving us very tasteful understanding of the mood of the devotees and kunks, of the demonic mentality, the devotional mentality. So I thought, now, what am I going to speak? Just some philosophy. But this is beautiful. We can just speak about Krishna all day long, because we have this chance and we want to give others the opportunity. This is the mood. Prabhupada, he could have stayed at Radha Damodar. Rupa Goswami's samadhi is there. He's writing Srimad Bhagavatam, performing his devotional service nicely. So the comfort zone is very much, we all have this little bit of a comfort zone. We want to, you know, not get too enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness. Otherwise the temple president might send me out on Sankirtan. I remember I was in Miami, and every Saturday everyone would go on Sankirtan. But there were a few people who would like to hide, and they don't like to confront other people. You know, you don't feel so self-assured. But by conquering the mind, and by all together, we'd have a day when everyone would clean together. This, you know, the whole day, whether you're working in BBT translation, deity service, you're cooking in the kitchen, new bhaktas, old bhaktas, ladies, men, everybody would clean together. Everyone go on Sankirtan. So we're all working together in a family spirit. And by having this mood that we want to create this golden era of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as predicted by Srila Prabhupada, the next 10,000 years of spreading this Sankirtan mission, the Harinam, then we have a lot of work. We're busy. We have to be busy, but not simply making tasteful arrangements for my own comfort. We're supposed to be busy to make tasteful arrangements for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, the pleasure of the transcendental personalities. And who is that transcendental personality? Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Goswamis. So we have a very rich family heritage coming from Krishna himself. Authentic knowledge from Bhagavatam and a very clear path to go back home, back to Godhead. So we'll be having Abhishek of Krishna Balaram, Radha Shama Sundar, nice kirtan going on. And all day long, there are preparations for others to participate in bathing Radha Krishna, Abhishek, and just coming to the temple and just having this mood, this feeling that I want to be part of this. I want to serve, and serve with enthusiasm, because if you have a group or a business, if you see that your people who are working with you, are enthusiastic, then it also is very satisfying. But if the only reason a person is coming is because I'm getting my paycheck, in the material world it's like that. The boss doesn't necessarily love you and you don't love the boss. And if the boss says, oh, there's no money now, and you say, oh, there's no service now, you know, I'm out of here. Because nobody is feeling that kind of spontaneous love that without some monetary compensation that they're going to continue foolishly. But we're developing spiritual vision because we see that we're working, we're endeavoring, we're utilizing the body, mind, intelligence, and enthusiasm, the power given by Krishna for his glory to awaken others from suffering. There are many people who go to hospitals to try to help those who are suffering. Of course, it's very popular in Vrindavan to sponsor khichdi or free distribution for the suffering masses. So this is the mood of love, that I want to help people. How do we help people? By awakening their Krishna consciousness. Simply by chanting together, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's more benefit than any person's speculation, oh, let us send packages of food, usually, you know, meat products, pork or this or that. They think this is helping people, you know, let us send some food for the starving masses. Yes, this is nice. But give them prasadam, give them a practical engagement so they can also awaken their love for Krishna, so they don't have to meet with disease, old age, and death, and again be impacted in the womb to be killed by the kamsas. Nowadays, so many babies are killed in the womb. They're part of the kamsa dynasty. The abortions are taking place, and the slaughter of animals, the slaughter of... This is religion, the cow and the bull. They're personified religion, giving milk, giving nutrition, tilling the land. Auspicious, Goloka Vrindavan, Gopal. This is all based and centered around the cow and bull. And one needs to understand, look at Krishna at the end here. He's embracing and loving the cows, embracing in such a way that was his whole life as a small child. He would take the cows out to pasture and had great pleasure doing so. Krishna, you have to wear shoes. Oh, if I'm wearing shoes, then you have to put shoes on all my cows. You know? This is the lessons, and we have to learn these lessons that... respect Gomata, care for cows. We have to care for everyone by following Krishna's instructions. So Krishna is performing many beautiful pastimes, and even though we may hear them again and again, they're ever fresh and ever new. Prabhupada would sit and listen to the devotees reading Krishna book, and I think Shruti Kirti Prabhu was saying that Prabhupada took great pleasure at the killing of demons. You know, this is a nice pastimes in Krishna book. So the devotee, the servant who was going to read, he was very eager to find another demon killing story. So what is the demon? The demon are those who are against the Supreme Lord, who want to themselves become worship, who want to become the center of attraction, power. But Krishna and Balaram and all the different associates of the Lord are performing the pastimes to attract us back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. Shri Janmastami ki jai. Anyone have any questions? Or we could have a few questions. Yes, Prabhuji. This is... David Kinnandam. comfortable. It should be okay. Try it now. There it is.
Thank you very much for such a wonderful class. You started with a very nice voice. But more for this dancing actor, yes, that's all Krishna. And also, will not take what he can be able to see here for the whole So, how do you accomplish that?
So he liked the verse Janma Karma Chamedevyam Evam Yoviti Tatvataha. By knowing Krishna's divine appearance and activities, one can go back home. But how to achieve that strength to understand Krishna's birth and Krishna's appearance? By following very carefully the directions of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Like if a student wants to excel in his class, he's sitting in the front, he's attentively listening. Those students who are in the back, sleeping, and you know, just not paying any attention, generally they don't get the essence of the lesson, become dropouts. So when we're always impressed, oh, so-and-so was number one in his class, he paid attention very carefully. And generally those who do pay attention, who apply the teachings to their life, they become qualified. So Krishna is giving us the direction that by you surrendering tadviri pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnananas tatpadarshana. We want to learn the truth about Krishna's appearance and activities. We want to achieve perfection. Then approach that person who has seen the truth, who is qualified. And this is the guru. The guru is non-different than Krishna. Krishna is the guru, original guru, Adi Guru. And he manifests himself from the heart in the form of the spiritual master. And the real spiritual master will give us that science. And he sees that Rupa Goswami, he says, enthusiasm, determination, patience, perseverance. So these are the processes by which one can stay steady. And if there's some difficulty, which always there's some difficulty because the mind is strong, Maya is very determined also to keep the nonsense away from Krishna. It's difficult. But one who surrenders to me can easily cross beyond it. So it's a learning how to surrender to the guru. And keep reading, keep chanting, and the strength increases. When the batteries, those rechargeable batteries are depleted, you have to plug them back in and charge them up. So don't allow your battery to deplete. If you're feeling like you don't have the enthusiasm or drive, then you pray and you continue taking your medicine of hearing and chanting. So we can get the kirtan ready. We can have a little kirtan. The deity Abhishek will start at 10:15 in a few minutes. Oh, that's tonight. That's tonight. Okay, good. I forgot. We usually have it in the mornings. Right. Shri Krishna Janmashtami Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.